John, owning it and defending it, how do you go about doing it, and what advice do you have to the fellas about home field?
You know, it is our house, you know, and it's somebody's coming in to your house. That mindset, you know, your family's here, your kids are waiting for you after the game, your wife's waiting for you after the game, and this game's only fun when you win. So, you know, I think a lot of it happens in preparation, so we've grinded it pretty good this week, and we've had a great week of preparation.
What do you ask from the fans in this case?
Because our fans,
they're wound up. Now you got to keep them.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to do good things, you know, to get them involved. And they're dying for a winner. I understand that. And we didn't do our part last year, 1-7, you know, in Soldier Field. And, you know, it's a fresh start, 2016, and it's Monday Night Football.
How'd your week go with the fellas after that loss in Houston and just the reality of it? Okay, now we've started the process, and this is where you get better every day.
Well, I thought it was a tale of two halves. And when you look at the video, you can see it. You know, we executed not perfectly, but way better in the first half. And, you know, they turned up their intensity in the second half, and we didn't match it. So I think they could see it. They understand it. And hopefully that shows Monday night.
One thing about watching Carson Wentz on tape was that poise. I mean, for a young quarterback, he did it in his home stadium. Now he's got to go on the road for the first time. That could change things, albeit for no matter how poised somebody may be, a rookie quarterback. Can you take advantage of that in a way? Can Vic Fangio take advantage of that, being a young guy on the road for the first time?
Well, I mean, this game's about execution. And whether you're a 10-year vet or a 1-year rookie, you know, it's going to be them matching against us, and who executes the best wins. So I don't look too much at the whole rookie idea. He does have tremendous poise. He showed that last week against Cleveland, and now it's a new set of circumstances.
Defensively, they got a killer up there in Fletcher Cox. Should be a good matchup at times with Kyle Long inside, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and they do move him around. I mean, he'll play three technique the majority of the time, but they do flip their ends and tackle some in passing situations, so he will be outside on our tackles, and I'm sure you'll see him at different spots.
One thing we got to be careful with fans out there, there are some serious X's and O's, knowledgeable fans, but we start throwing around three technique and now this wide nine. Explain to everybody Jim Schwartz's wide nine defense in simple terms.
Well, I think they look at it as an advantage for them on defense. Is they put a defensive end outside of the tight end, and he basically comes off hard on the ball and kind of goes right through the neck. Gives him the ability to both pop inside and speed around the outside, and gives the tight end a little bit of a fit as far as his landmark on how to block him.
Make your tackle sweat a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so when the tight end's releasing,
fast, right?
Yeah, when the tight end's releasing, you know, again, that guy's out there wider, so it makes it a wider set for the offensive tackle.
Excited?
Oh, yeah, for sure.